Jerry Bader Show 922. Talking in the last segment about how some school districts in Wisconsin feel that cold weather doesn't count. Well, no, we shouldn't have to make up those days. Those aren't snow days. And my gosh, there's never been cold this cold in Wisconsin ever. Which is just, it's amazing to hear an adult say that. An adult over 30, let alone an educator. Which brings me to this whole polar vortex thing. Rush Limbaugh spent a huge chunk of his show on this yesterday. Basically, here was his position, that the phenomenon of polar vortex is something the global warming fraudists made up to make it sound as though global warming is actually responsible for the cold that we're getting right now. I think it's a little more complex than that. CNN has a Q&A on this. I want to share some of this with you, and then I want to comment. Frigid air from the North Pole. What's this polar vortex? Americans in 24 states from the Midwest to the Southeast and Northeast are shivering this week, courtesy of a distorted polar vortex. The rush of cold air it's sending southward is the biggest visitor from the North Pole since Santa Claus. The gift it brings, however, are chilling and generally unwelcome. Much of the U.S. is plunged into a deep freeze from record low temps. What is a polar vortex? What distinguishes it? The polar vortex, as it sounds, is circulation of strong upper-level winds that normally surround the northern pole in a counterclockwise direction, a polar low-pressure system. These winds tend to keep the bitter cold air locked in the Arctic regions of the northern hemisphere. It's not a single storm. On occasion, this vortex can become distorted and dip much farther south than you would normally find it. That allows cold air to spill southward. How frequently does the polar vortex distortion occur? The upper-level winds that make up the polar vortex change in intensity from time to time. When those winds decrease significantly, it can allow the vortex to become distorted, and the result is a jet stream that plunges deep into southern latitudes, bringing the cold, dense Arctic air spilling down with it. This oscillation is known as the Arctic Oscillation, and it can switch from a positive phase to negative phase a few times per year. This oscillation, namely the negative phase, where the polar winds are weaker, tends to lead to major cold air outbreaks in one or more regions of the planet. And it can happen anywhere. How dangerous is it? And then they say, How dangerous is a polar vortex distortion as compared to a tornado or hurricane? Are you serious? It's essentially a cold weather system. And you're going to compare it to a volatile storm, and then they say, well, no, it's nothing like that at all. When was the last big one to hit a densely populated area? And they say it happens several times a year. Then they finally get to the nugget here. Is it a side effect of global warming, and should we expect more events like this? This is a hotly researched topic. In short, yes, it could be. It seems counterintuitive that global warming could cause significant cold snaps like this one, but some research shows that it could. We know the different types of extreme weather can result from the overall warming of the planet, melting the Arctic ice sea, etc. This includes extreme distortions of the jet stream, which can cause heat waves in summer and cold snaps in winter. Okay. Unlike Rush Limbaugh, I haven't heard a lot of overt reporting saying this is due to global warming. I've heard that more covert suggestion. I think it's idiotic. And let me explain why. Now, in all of the years, this is the first time I have ever heard it referred to as the polar vortex. All I've ever heard my whole life is Arctic air mass. An Arctic mass, or blast. You're right, Jason, an Arctic blast. It's the same thing. Now, the science they describe here, I think, is accurate. The phenomenon that normally holds it on the northern polar cap, for whatever reason, there's a distortion, and it's kind of like opening the refrigerator door. In fact, I've heard a meteorologist describe it that way years ago, like opening a refrigerator door, and the cold goes to the middle latitudes, okay? This has happened forever. If this was the product of global warming, okay, if global warming was seriously distorting the climate, why doesn't this happen every year? Why doesn't the polar vortex distort to the extreme that it is every year? Because the reality is, this cold, it happens every 15 to 20 years. As Bart Starr can tell you, it happened in 1967. As I can tell you, it happened, I want to say, 1985, when my old 78 T-Bird didn't start, and my second radio job. It happened in 1996, and it's happening now. Now, I'll admit, putting the fancy name on it like it's something new, I think that's intentional. I do. I think they are trying to make it sound as though, well, they've never heard of this, so it will sound new. It's an Arctic air mass. But the description of the vortex as they describe it, I think, is accurate. That's what typically holds that cold air on the polar cap. But if global warming, in other words, if the polar cap was warmer than it has been for all of humanity, and then some, and so this is why it's pushing the cold air down, then why doesn't it happen every year? Then why hasn't it been more frequent? We should be in the freezer a hell of a lot more often than we have been then. If this is the result of global warming causing the polar cap to be warmer, quote unquote, than it should be, pushing the polar air down, it should happen every winter. But it's not happening any more frequently than it's happened in my lifetime. And my lifetime does predate when they feel that global warming was man-caused, 1961. On occasion, the confluence of events are just so, where this polar air gets into the middle latitudes. Remember, we are roughly, from where I'm speaking, we are roughly halfway between the North Pole and the equator. That's why we get this. That's why we get 105. We get the best and worst of both worlds. That's just the way it is. And you can call it whatever you want. Polar vortex, Arctic mass, Arctic blast. There's nothing new or freakish or weird about them. It's 9:29.
The Cherry Vayner Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.